gone up.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We could travel land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey, it's Gracie,
Sarah,
and Josie
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Kooksaki, Athens. And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show on a day when we may get some rare rain, and we're deep in the summer doldrums, too, with almost everyone, it seems like, out of town or on vacation. So today we're going to sit back and hear some new 2022 music, and we'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after our local news, and Jason Martin from Troy takes us there on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
Friday, August 26th, turn out or tune in to the Shy Boys, Spy Roden, and G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer performing at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Shy Boys are similar to Ween, and Spy Roden plays fast and furious rock, and Rick Royer and G. Lucas Crane do the absurdist radio show I Have Seen Niagara that airs Saturday mornings on WGXC. You can turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Friday, August 26th from 8 to 11 p.m. or tune into a live WGXC web stream at WGXC.org and a broadcast on 90.7 FM. That's Friday, August 26th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Round Top Productions in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Mid-Hudson News reports now that Pat Ryan has been elected to Congress, candidates are up for a special election to fill out his term.
Johanna Contreras, the current Deputy Ulster County Executive, will take over his job as interim Ulster County Executive. A December special election will decide who will serve the remainder of Ryan's term as County Executive, which expires December 31st, 2023. So far, three Democrats have made public statements expressing interest in running for the job. Ulster County Comptroller March Gallagher said on August 24th that she is definitely running for the role. Former State Senator Jennifer Metzger and Deputy County Executive Mark Ryder have also said they may start a campaign to become Ulster County Executive. So far, no Republicans have announced intentions to run for the office. And you can read the full story at Mid-Hudson News.
City of Hudson on August 24th announced a water reserve advisory due to drought conditions that began weeks ago. During that time, the level of the Churchtown Reservoir has dropped 1 foot, or 5.5 million, million gallons, and the water level is continuing to drop almost 1.5 inches, or 675,000 gallons, each day. The city consumes 1.1 million gallons of water per day. As a result, city officials are asking city residents and businesses to reduce their consumption of water voluntarily. Should drought conditions persist, it may become necessary to declare a water emergency and impose formal restrictions, according to city officials. Among the actions individual households and businesses can take to conserve water is turning off the faucet while shaving, washing up, brushing teeth, and washing dishes, repairing dripping and leaking faucets and toilets. Do not run the tap to make the water cold or hot. Instead, keep a pitcher of water in the refrigerator and throw items like used facial tissues into the wastebasket instead of flushing them down the toilet. Wash only full loads of dishes and laundry. Take shorter showers or fill the bathtub only partway. Save water outdoors. Cut your grass to longer lengths. Use a pool cover. Mulch around shrubs and garden plants to save soil moisture. Wash cars less frequently, but if necessary, take vehicles to a car wash that recycles water. More information about this is at the cityofhudson.org website.
Jessica Piper, Ali Mutnick, and Bill Mahoney report at Politico that high turnout from Democrats in the special election for the 19th Congressional District fueled Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan's victory. Ryan will fill out the final weeks of Antonio Delgado's term. Ryan won with 51.1% of the vote, about 1.5 percentage points ahead of Joe Biden's 2020 performance in the district, but several points behind Delgado's margin that year. But Politico reports that, and I quote, in six of the seven counties fully inside the district boundaries, the share of Democratic voters who cast a primary ballot was higher than the share of overall registered voters who voted in the special election, suggesting Democrats turned out at higher rates than Republicans or independents. Most Democrats are crediting the Supreme Court's decision to let states ban abortion with the higher turnout. State Senator Michelle Henching, a Democrat from Saugerties, said, and I quote, "People are seeing every election matters. The decisions over the last few months have really re-engaged people and woke them up to what is at stake right now. And it's not business as usual," end quote. Republicans see something else, pointing to Ryan underperforming Delgado. Michael McAdams, spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee, said, and I quote, "Any Democrat celebrating holding a seat they won last cycle by double digits is in for a rough November. We will continue to remind voters Democrats are responsible for historic price increases, surging violent crime, and the southern border that has been completely overrun by drug cartels and human smugglers," end quote. Read the full story at Politico.
Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Columbia Green Community College has been granted $1 million by the New York State Assembly to expand its Construction Technology Center. The expansion will allow the college to accommodate more students to meet the increasing demands in the construction industry for those with skills in the trades. Quote, "The Hudson Valley's long history is reflected in centuries of striking buildings, iconic wooden barns, brick or stone houses, riverfront estates, and more. And there is a continuing need to repair and restore these wonderful structures," unquote, said Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, Democrat of Hudson. Barrett said, With the grant, Columbia Green, quote, can become the workforce training go-to for building trades, particularly in historic restoration and preservation, unquote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Columbia Green Media reports that Greener Pathways Program Director Carl Quinn said that there have been several overdoses and one fatality this week in Greene and Columbia counties. A Hudson Greenport area man died, and there were overdoses in Greenport, Hudson, Cairo, and a possible overdose in Catskill, according to Quinn. That could indicate a local drug supply contaminated with fentanyl. Greener Pathways distributed Narcan and fentanyl test strips on August 23rd at Greenport Town Park and Public Square in Hudson. Anyone witnessing an overdose should call 911 immediately. Anyone with questions or needing help can visit the WGXC Newsroom webpage for the telephone numbers of various recovery services and mental health centers in the Greene and Columbia County areas. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that the state of New York is set to receive $4 million from the federal government to help expand the mental health care workforce statewide after a two-year public health crisis that has drawn attention to the need to invigorate the field. The money is intended to support students who are underrepresented in mental health degree programs at New York's public colleges and universities. Both the State University of New York and City University of New York systems will get $2 million to support tuition assistance, paid internships, and stipends for minority students and students who speak multiple languages. Governor Kathy Hochul said, quote, "This partnership will provide incentives for underrepresented students to enroll or remain in mental health programs, helping diversify our future workforce and ensure that all communities are well served by our public health care system," unquote. The hope is minority health care providers will be able to provide more support for meeting the needs of underserved populations in the state and diversify the workforce. Quote, "At SUNY, we are not only educating and training the future professionals of the mental health field, but also recognizing the need for those professionals to represent the wide array of people they will be serving," unquote, said Deborah Stanley, the interim chancellor of the State University of New York. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
Clarence Fanto in the Berkshire Eagle reports on how the current drought will affect the fall foliage. The experts asked say the colorful leaves this year could be delayed and less vibrant. In Pittsfield, Massachusetts, for instance, only 0.80 inches of rain have fallen so far this month, far short of the 3-inch long-term average for the first 24 days of August. The U.S. Drought Monitor has much of the Hudson Valley in a moderate or severe drought. AccuWeather meteorologist Tom Kind said, and I quote, "It's not going to be a great fall for observing leaf colors. You need beneficial rain. You don't want it really hot, but we've struck out on those," end quote. Fall foliage expert Jim Salge at Yankee Magazine was more optimistic. Salge said, and I quote, "With the warmer weather and the drought, we're expecting a shorter than usual season. That's a guarantee, and plenty of red colors more likely than not. Reds are beautiful. Some of our best foliage years have been abnormally dry years," end quote. But if the drought continues, leaves are likely to turn brown prematurely and dry out. Karen Lombard, Director of Stewardship and Restoration for Massachusetts at the Nature Conservancy, said, and I quote, "Species such as maples that provide the most brilliant displays are more sensitive to drought than other species," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Well, on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 8 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 63 degrees. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 60 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM on Friday, August 26th, including at 10 a.m. The Global Agogo Show is back from vacation with a two-hour tribute to Joe Strummer from The Clash, who's celebrating a birthday this week. Then at noon, it's time for the Driftless Turmoil Show, with songs this week from Unrest, Kid Koala, and Clipping. Data Called Audio is the show at 2 p.m., and Dexpa is the featured artist this week. 4 p.m., we're live from Acre with the WGXC Afternoon Show. At 6 p.m., live from Catskill on Main Street with Clubhouse Radio, local teen show. And other local teens are in Hudson at 7 p.m., telling us about what they've been reading on the Bound by Books show. And at 8 p.m., we are live from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with the Shy Boys, Spyroden, and G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer performing. Tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge Friday night on 90.7 FM WGXC.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page, and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Turn out for a special performance from Leah Bertucci Sunday, September 18th at Opus 40 in Saugerties. Bertucci is performing on electronics, voice samples, and multi-channel radio using four low-range FM transmitters provided from Wavefarm and used to send audio throughout the performance to radios installed within the labyrinth walls of Opus 40 to create a spatialized sonic gesture. Audience members are urged to circulate among the Opus 40 grounds to hear, to make their own live mix of the performance. Bertucci is working with Ben Vita, Zach Layton, and Victoria Keddy on the project. It's Sunday, September 18th, from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Opus 40 in Saugerties. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown. All kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 26th. Local early morning temperatures range from 60 in Mackey to 65 in Claremont. Regional average soil temperature is 71 degrees. Rain chances will be present all day, getting stronger in the afternoon. Winds aren't expected to get bad, but downpours could occur. A high of 85 happens at 3 p.m. By midnight, rain clears out and we will see a muggy low of 64 degrees. Saturday will be mostly sunny and dry with a high of 84. Dew points in the low 60s will have it feeling mildly humid. 62 degrees overnight on the thermometer takes us into a similarly dry Sunday with a high of 86. On Monday, the temperature creeps a little higher, touching 90 and bringing back a little rain. Pollen levels for today will be medium high and coming down in the afternoon. Today's tide schedule is High tide at 3:04 a.m. Low tide at 9:49 a.m. High tide again at 3:36 p.m. And low tide once again at 9:47 p.m. Today's tide strength will be high. Today's river temperature will be 78 degrees. And your Rip Van Winkle Sandbar Weekend Recreational Appearance Times are: on Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And again from 8:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. On Sunday, it shows up 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And again from 9 p.m. to 12:45 a.m. Current will be strong both days. Sunset today will be at 7:28 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:11 a.m. Looking way up, we see flare chances are up today. GPS glitching could occur. Early next week, we have a fair chance of catching some CME action. Solar wind speed is currently 358 kilometers per second at 4.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight with good conditions below 8 megahertz. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 94, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alexander Adam of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration. But most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11. Some restrictions apply.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
All right, here is 2022 new music from U.S. Girls, or Us Girls, depending on how you want to pronounce it. The song is called So Typically Now on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Always get what you want though. You under duress, I'm freaking out. Yeah, I'm changing my passwords. Gotta
Winston's booming, ripping out my roots. What the hell am I doing? I moved upstate, so typically now I sent you an image, you sent me a thumb down. JJ's the ones, they run this show, so you sold off your condo. You're shutting it down, the drug in it out.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're in Arkansas today, where August 20th, a U.S. District Court judge ruled that a 2009 state law barring a person from assisting more than six voters was contrary to federal law. In a 39-page ruling, Judge Timothy Brooks agreed with an advocacy group which had been helping immigrant citizens with voting, the New York Times reports. Arkansas United had been doing nonpartisan work translating for Spanish-speaking voters at the polls, but had to mobilize more staff and volunteers to meet the one-person, six-client limit under the state law. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund represented Arkansas United in the case and argued that, despite the intent of the law to prevent undue influence of voters, it amounted to voter suppression. The judge wrote that election officials could legally collect the addresses and names of any voters assisted during the election, but could no longer limit help to six voters per person providing assistance. He cited Congress's intent to allow the voter to choose who would provide assistance. Thomas A. Sens, president and general counsel of the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, said to the New York Times, "I do think that there is a stigma, an unfair one, on those who are simply doing their part to assist those who have every right to be able to cast a ballot." Links to articles and the judge's decision are at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Granny D said, "Democracy is not something we have, it's something we do." For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
We'll be right back.
That was 2022 new music from Lucretia Dalt. The song was called Atemporal on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations.
A federal judge agreed with Attorney General Merrick Garland's stance there were valid reasons to obscure details of the FBI search warrant in the search of former President Donald Trump's home. A redacted version submitted by the Justice Department must be released to the public by noon today. Trump is being investigated for potentially obstructing justice and violating records laws regarding documents taken from the White House. A newly released legal memo shows that former Attorney General Bill Barr argued Trump's actions during Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Trump-Russia investigation did not warrant prosecution for obstruction of justice. In an interview Thursday, Barr said he had no regrets about his decision. However, he accused Trump of using extortion to purge people from the Republican Party he doesn't like.
If it's not me, I'm going to ruin your election chances by telling my base to sit home, and I'll sabotage whoever you nominate other than me. And that shows what he's all about. He's all about himself.
In Georgia, the district attorney investigating Trump's attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 election ordered former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows to testify. Meadows traveled to Georgia during the state's recount effort. The DA is also seeking an appearance from attorney Sidney Powell, who helped drive claims about voter fraud and helped mount challenges to election results in several states. Despite attacks from critics that President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan will add to the deficit and increase inflation, the White House has been unable to provide a price tag. White House domestic policy advisor Susan Rice said it depends on the numbers.
Unfortunately, and we're here to encourage as many people to take it up as possible. If 43 million borrowers take it up, that'll be different than if 50% of those 43 million take it up.
Biden announced his administration is forgiving up to $10,000 in federal student loan debt for borrowers making less than $125,000 annually and $20,000 in loans for Pell Grant recipients. A memorandum from the White House calls for all federally funded research to be made available to the public for free upon publication by 2026. The administration says it will improve access by ending the optional 12-month embargo, allowing journals to put work behind a year-long paywall.
We will be the first jurisdiction in the world to require all new cars to be sold to be alternative fuel.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a rule requiring 35% of new cars sold in the state to be zero emissions by 2026, increasing to 100% by 2035. Electric vehicles account for 15% of vehicle sales in California. Critics worry about additional charging infrastructure and argue the energy needed will strain the state's power grid. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Thank you.
2022 new music there from Ty Segall. The song is called Don't Lie. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered community radio for open ears.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast. And we start each Renewable Weather Forecast with the price of a gallon of gasoline in Greene County. The Gas Buddy website says the cheapest gallon in Greene County is at the Citgo in South Cairo at $4.03 a gallon. Then we look at the air quality forecast, and it's virtually identical to yesterday. 24 was the prediction on Thursday. 23 is the prediction on Friday. UV index, however, is much worse on Friday. It's predicted to be a 7, which is in the high range, and you are recommended to wear a big hat and sunglasses and 30-plus sunscreen if you're out in the sun for hours on Friday. There are isolated showers possible on Friday. There is a 50% chance throughout the day, possibly a thunderstorm. But there'll be some sun in between those clouds with a high of 83 and a south wind 5 to 9 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Friday night, again, there's a 30% chance of rain, mainly before 10 p.m., then partly cloudy with a low around 61. Saturday should be mostly sunny with a high of 78 and north wind around 7 miles per hour for those windmills. Partly cloudy is the forecast Saturday night with a low around 58, then a north wind again from 5 miles per hour. Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers or thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 82, a low around 64. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
Thank you.
That was 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe from Philadelphia. The song was called Experimental and Professional from his album Evolution, Here We Come, with Forsythe on guitar, along with Tom Malik, Doug McComb from Tortoise on bass, and Ryan Jewell on drums.
September the 2nd, 2017. That's your discharge date etched in your soul. It's been nearly 2 years now, gone by so fast. Like the fast food restaurants they built while you were away. Pull into the drive-thru, speak into a box, discard the paper wrappers when you're through. Can't comprehend the choices you make, so you don't, tell them a thing. Whoa, whoa, I'm proud. Some blame the action on the government. It's all orders for these lily-white comrades. They hang up their guns on a nail of rose water. Participate in their grandson's parade. But you know you had more choices than they let on. A soldier is not a cog, but a man like any other. These thoughts you revisit every time you turn on a movie and see a depiction that is far from your experience. Oh, 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 unproud warrior, unproud. You were only 17 when you enlisted. You remember. Essie Hinton wrote The Outsiders when she was just 15. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein when she was just 19. And it 1923, Stephen Crane published The Red Badge of Courage, which is still known as one of the most realistic depictions of war. Even though Crane was born after the Civil War ended, maybe sentiments of regret are not all that unrelatable. So you've always taken length to be aware of your own choice. Whoa, whoa, unproud warrior, unproud.
Next, we hear from Slant of Light, their 2022 album, Slant of Light. They feature members from New Haven in Connecticut and from Western Massachusetts. Chris Banks on guitar, Maria Berrios on vocals, Trevor Healy on guitar, Jason Leib on drums, and Joshua Osley on bass. This is the title song, Slant of Light.